Okay, everybody. First, I have one question. Who's your landlord? We, at Poor Magazine, a poor people-led, indigenous people-led organization who've been gentrified and displaced out of housing for years in different ways, are now coming to the aid and standing in solidarity of the tenants in the Marin Court, in the Marin Way apartment complex that used to be run by a so-called nonprofit housing organization and then was sold because there were millions of dollars to be made on this development. So now, elders and children and babies and mothers are being threatened with eviction on the daily through illegal notices and illegal processes, because in the end, the lives of poor people do not matter once we're in the way of big million-dollar properties.
I'm a tenant at Marin Way Court, property address 1408 20th Avenue, but we're known at our property as 2010 International.
So what's been going on over there?
Well, we have been constantly constructively evicted. They have harassed us civilly, as well as violently, as well as legally, and we want it to stop. What they're doing is trying to displace us in order to revamp the place and cater to a higher market. But they have low income stipulations that they don't want to adhere to.
We have three properties with three different addresses, but their property address is 1408 20th Avenue. It went up for auction, or supposed auction, May 2nd, 2011. But I have documents here stating that the redevelopment agency gave this property a $1.2 million loan in 2009, while this property had no management or ownership. Why would you do that? 2009, we were in a terrible economy state. People were losing their homes, but you guys would give this place a $1.2 million loan for a property that is not under any type of management or ownership. Later on, I got a little curious, so I went down to records and I found that they used the same money to amend the defaulted loans that they had against the redevelopment agency and the city council. So basically, they just recycled their money to themselves. And upon that subordination agreement, all it is absolving the debt of the previous deed. Some clerk accidentally put the guy who's been harassing us on the second page by mistake of the subordination agreement, and that's how I know who the management is. When I found out and did a little research on this guy named David Silver, I found out that he had been forging contract documents as well as legal documents with a fake signature. I pulled his deed to his home, and this is his actual signature. Now, he's been using that bad signature with litigation, with civil actions against us, even when I took them to court. This is ridiculous. People, we have to come together. They are ruining our community.
And we fight this gentrification every day because it's happening to poor people across the U.S. and very intensely in the Bay Area, in San Francisco and Oakland. This is a connection across Bay. We are standing on land that's worth too much money, essentially, by the words of the developer, or what we call the devil oper.
How many people live there?
Well, in the beginning, as far as April 19th, when we first had our encounter, 2011, there were all 20 units filled. Now we're down to 4 units filled, and now they're trying to drive us out of there.
And the other ones left because?
The other ones left because of the tactics that they were doing were quite scary, and they have their own family and lives that they had to deal with outside of this. So it was too much for them to bear to join the fight. But I still forgive them because I'm still here for them. They also have done tactics such as I took them to civil court. They got chummy with the judge, and the judge just refused to hear my case. And every level, they have security because these people are backing them. The city council, the county council is backing them. And the little people, we're not little people, we're people too. But we don't get that even, you know, that chance to fight legally because they have the power. And it's ridiculous. They're abusing that power, and that's the color of law. They cannot do that.
Who is your council person?
My council person for the county, well, Ignacio De La Fuente for my area for city council, Wilma Chan for county council. And they've both been contacted, they've both been informed, and we still have no reply from these people.
You were referring to your own court case before, and you said that the judge gave you tried to force you to take a settlement or he'd rule against you. Then what about the possibility of an appeal?
Well, that's what I'm going and working on now. It's time to appeal or at least get my due day in court, because I did not go through the due process, and I deserve that just as much as anyone either.
And this person, Mr. Silver, who is he?
David Silver is the one in charge. He's the executive vice president for Arroyo and Coates. However, he's management for 2000 International LLC. They were created March 15th of this year, and then after the LLC was created, they started sabotaging everything in order to get us out of there. So it's been really scary, and we've been able to identify him, even though he doesn't even state his name on any of his documents. Only a sorry signature.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Yes, I just want people to come together and realize this is not just happening at Marinwe Court. This is happening everywhere. And until we stand up, this is always going to be a problem. And if you don't fight it now, your children will be fighting it later. So I say we combat and put the fire out before it gets bigger than what it is.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, essentially, this whole building has been evicted. And I don't know where one of the tenants went, but you should talk to her. But essentially, this Marin Court apartment complex, which used to be, you know, one of those public-private nonprofit malarkey things, which, you know, they're always supposed considered stable housing from a nonprofit industrial complex lens. They're not stable at all, because when they close, like in the case of, I think it was ICHO, which was the particular nonprofit that was running it, they just sold the building and they sold it to a private developer, and so all the tenants who were living there are just fodder and standing in the way of $1 million development. So yeah, they have been doing some underhanded stuff, like running, you know, following these folks and literally like going in and taking the locks off illegally, doing illegal evictions without their knowledge. And then, you know, the way you do illegal evictions, so you put the wrong address on it or you have one thing wrong. So the first time all these cops showed up and they were supposed to enforce the eviction, but even they were like, this isn't even the address. We can't go forward with this. So the tenants are all still there. They're fighting, no matter what. But I don't know. I don't know what's going to be next. So you know how we are poor. We're just like, well, we got to do whatever we can do. If it can bring shed light, maybe someone will listen. Right? So that's what's up.
You might be hurting. You might be crying. You might be worrying and frustrated too. But let me encourage you. Let me speak life through you. And you can depend on God to see you through. And you can depend on me to pray for you.